Welcome to Tech Webcast Podcast, episode number 395, recorded on the 10th of September 2016. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday at 12 p.m. Melbourne time. Rate us on iTunes and like us at facebook.com/TechWebcast. Follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast and download the Tech Webcast iPhone or Android app. You can also support us at Tech Webcast at patreon.com/techwebcast. Your hosts today are Brad, Jacob and Daryl, and we have a huge panel, which I'm not going to announce today, but a cast of thousands.
Hi, this is Paul Carey from Carey Co. Check out our latest game release, Alley Cat, on iOS and Android. And check out our website at kerryco.net. Now I hand you back to Brad and the team at Tech Webcast.
This is Tech Webcast.
Computers. Gadgets.
And other geeky stuff.
It's awesome.
And it's from the future.
Follow us at twitter.com/techwebcast
and
on Facebook and check techwebcast.info for info. Tech Webcast.
Turn on, tune in, drop on.
And hello, Daryl Hunt.
Hello, Brad. I was just waiting for... I hadn't heard that intro before, so I didn't quite know when it was going to end. So I hesitated. I hesitated.
That's what's fun about playing new intros. You don't know when it's going to end.
So is that brand new, or that intro, or have you had it? Have you used it way back in the day? Or
A few times back in the day. You might have had that for a long time after that intro.
That's a good one. I like that.
Very good. But there, I do hear there's some new stuff coming very soon.
Excellent. I'm looking forward to that. Yes, looking forward to hearing about that.
Very awesome.
Excellent.
So, Daryl, how's your week been, mate?
Good week. Survived the rain here and was down in Melbourne on Thursday. I sort of got down and got down and back before the rain hit and got my eyes checked and my eyes working well so far, so good. So, and so I read about the Apple event. On the bus on the way down on the phone because, I slept through it because I had to get up early to catch the bus Thursday morning.
What caught your eye?
I think the updated phone camera was nice. I guess being waterproof or water resistant is also nice. Getting rid of the port for your it sort of caught my attention, but it wasn't a huge deal for me. I mean, it just means you just got to carry another little adapter around with you, but it's not a deal breaker. I mean, if I was in the market for a 7 this year, I wouldn't have gone, oh no, I'm not going to buy it because of it. But it was evolutionary rather than revolutionary changes, but I think there's some nice stuff. So if you are in the market, if it's your turn to upgrade, it's probably a good upgrade.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go to Vincent. Welcome, Vincent. Good to have you on the podcast, mate.
G'day, Brad.
How's your week been, mate?
It's been really good, except for yesterday. It was a bit of a storm.
Okay.
A lot of people got washed out and. A lot of water was dumped on us, but we survived.
Good stuff, and it would be good for the garden too, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's good that we're moving into spring now, so yay, things are growing.
Yeah, good stuff. What caught your eye of the Apple event, Vincent? Any interesting?
Yeah, well, to be honest, I was really quite amazed with the AirPods, and they stole the limelight for me. The phone was great and all, but there was a lot of focus, pardon the pun, on the camera. And I don't really remember much else being mentioned apart from that there was just so much focus on the camera. I did notice, though, they spent about the first 20 minutes talking about how it's black. They seem to make a big deal about when they bring out a new color. And I also thought it was funny how they kept saying over and over and over, this is the best iPhone we've ever made. And I thought, you're not going to make a worse one than the last one, are you?
Yeah, exactly.
Of course it's going to be better. That's just it's a given.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, the AirPods, wow, they are moving in the direction that I predicted about 2 years ago when I said, hey, forget about Google Glass, wearables are in the ears and that's where it's all happening. And it looked pretty obvious that Apple's moving in that direction.
All right, good stuff. Vincent, we'll come back to you very shortly. Let's go to Brian. Welcome, Brian.
Hello, hello.
How's your week been, mate? And did you catch the Apple event and that sort of thing?
Yes, I watched it at work.
Oh, nice one.
Yeah. And, you know, it was your typical, you know, amazing, stupendous, you know, never done before type thing. And then saw the AirPods, and much like everyone else that I know, that I've read on Twitter, those things are going to be lost so quickly. I was listening to my local radio station, and one thing that they pointed out is that, you know, you may start seeing lawsuits eventually, because those things are going are small enough for kids to swallow.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have a bunch of parents that are just going to forget them, and then, you know, kids find them and down they go.
Interesting. So, okay.
Yeah. My only other thing is, what happens if you lose the charging case?
Buy a new one?
Yeah, buy a new one?
Yeah, unless if you're really, really, really rich and you can throw this stuff away. $159 for us. Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Now, Brian, I've got a question for you. Did you catch? I have to ask you this, but did you catch Craig Shipp's video?
Yes.
What's your view on that?
I will hold it to him that the iPhone 7 is the greatest phone ever made, period.
Okay.
I will hold it to him forevermore, and therefore 7S and beyond. Mm-hmm. Will not be able to compare.
Yeah, true. Okay.
But then, of course, he said that he said the same thing about the iPhone 6 6S, and he's not even going to buy the 7.
Yeah, so, exactly. Did you hear what he said about Android?
He always talks crap about Android.
Yeah.
I have a Note 4. Thank goodness that hasn't exploded. But, you know, I have the 6 Plus. Recently I tried to switch over. I couldn't last an hour on the iPhone. It's so, you know, not as functional as what I can do on my Android.
It's each of their own, really. Personal taste.
Well, you can't even rename the Bluetooth devices.
Oh, well. Good to have you on the podcast, Brian. Let's go to Richard. Welcome, Richard.
Thank you for having me.
Good to have you on, mate. How's your week been?
All Apple and Samsung bursting into flames all week. So that's basically all the radio that I've done.
That's awesome, mate. And what caught your eye at the Apple event?
Lots of things actually caught my eye at the Apple event. So, you know, the sizes as well. So, you know, thank God we've got rid of the 16 gig phone. I mean, nobody should have ever bought a 16 gig phone. The black and the jet black, like the look of those. As we know, the jet black will be a bit very glossy when it comes out, and they're already advising you to buy a case. But I think it's sold out within a couple of minutes.
Yep.
Really like the water and dust resistant part, because, you know, all those people that drop their phones in the toilet, great. Now you're not going to have to get your phone fixed. Love the camera idea as well, especially because it lets more light in. And I'll be getting the iPhone 7 Plus with the dual 12 megapixel cameras as well. So looking forward to that. We'll get to the headphone jack in a minute. Really like the idea of the iPods. You know, if parents out there are worried about their kids, don't give them to their kids. And, you know, it's about showing parental responsibility. The speed of the iPhone is... it's true. Speed of the iPhone out there as well. You know, it's actually faster than the iPad Pro in early tests
out there as well. Yeah, I haven't seen that one. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's a tremendous thing. Good, we've got rid of the headphone jack. You know, I'll come out and say, you know, and we run through
history. It had to be done at one stage because, you know, it wasn't going to be around all the time, was it?
No. And, you know, let's go back on a bit of Apple history here. Apple helped kill the floppy disk. The outcry over that, you know, the parallel port's gone, the serial port's gone, the 30-pin dot connector. My God, when they switched that, we thought we were going to have rioting in the streets. And, you know, Apple have nearly killed off the DVD drive and CD drive. You know, good. You know, and let's not forget our old friend Adobe Flash when Steve Jobs got up there and, you know, actually, you know, berated Adobe over it. And they've really helped kill Adobe Flash, which we've all benefited from.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. What else, Rich? Anything else, mate?
I did catch the, and I know we're talking about Apple, but I did catch a bit of the Sony event as well. The differences between the two events were phenomenal. You know, there was a poor guy wandered up on stage at the Sony event without his microphone and somebody had to bring it up to him. You'd never see that at an Apple event, I've got to say.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I didn't catch the Sony event, but that's pretty interesting.
You didn't miss much.
Okay. I'm not really into Sony anyway, but let's go to Ben. Welcome, Ben.
Hey, thanks very much, Brad. It's great to be on again. Love it. Richard, mate, you pretty much took most of my thunder. I think the iPhone, they're starting to tick some of the major boxes that really appeal to me. So number one is the water and dust resistance. That has always been a bit of a bugbear for myself. So I'm glad I'm actually able to take the new Apple equipment out with me near the water, or I can go swimming. And yeah, it's all really quite good. The ceramic watch, that's kind of got my attention as well. I'm worried that if this slides off if a hipster puts it down onto a bar top and it slides off onto the polished concrete floor below, he'll have an eye shatter. So it could be quite interesting how that pans out, because ceramics usually do crack quite easily. Actually, but at least it's very scratch resistant.
Ben?
Yes.
They reckon the ceramic watch doesn't break, and it's actually harder than the stainless steel.
Wow. Okay. We'll see how it bounces then.
Yeah,
that's exactly it.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Apart from that, I've actually had a little bit of a glimpse into the future of transport. Just yesterday, I went out for a ride on a fully autonomous bus that's been brought into Australia by RACWA. Which is really super interesting, but I don't think that's got anything to do with Apple. So I think we might skip that maybe. I don't know.
That's cool. No, you can talk about it, Ben. It's all good, mate. You're on here to talk about stuff.
Yeah, it's all good. Cool.
Good stuff. Let's go to Jacob. Welcome, Jacob.
Thank you.
Good to have you on, mate.
Thank you.
How's your week been?
It's been going good.
Did you watch the Apple event? iOS 10 comes out on Wednesday. Looking forward to that.
Heck yeah. I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to the Apple stuff with the Apple Watch falling onto iOS 10. So mm-hmm. now you can do the same thing on Apple Watch.
So, iOS 10. Yeah, so you can actually do. What can you do in iMessage, right? You can do it in iMessage.
Yeah, what you can do is now when you type a certain word, it shoots fireworks and stuff.
Okay.
And it's got its own Apple Store.
Cool. That. What's that?
Steve said himself.
Steve Tim who?
Cook. You mean Tim Cook.
Tim Cook, not Steve.
Well, you got two. You got two on the mind.
Now, did you catch the intro of the Apple event, Jacob? Did you see the intro of it?
Yes, of course. That I was watching funny. On my
very
iPad.
Funny. Very funny. Love the intro. Can't wait for that new show to come too. That. I can't remember the name of it. The new show coming next year.
The apps one.
Karaoke Carpool with that's James it. Corden.
That's it. That's the one.
It's funny, yeah. Isn't it, how many people have taken that idea. It started out with Robert Llewellyn. Remember him from Red Dwarf? Yep. He had a podcast called Carpool, and it took off. And then Jerry Seinfeld took it over.
Yep.
And said, "Yeah, I'll do that." Comedians in cars getting coffee, and now James Corden's done it. So we've gone from England to America, back to England. And James Corden's great. He's a really funny guy. So it's good to see him on the opening there.
Yeah, definitely.
I love the part where when he walks on stage with the blue glasses, he's like, "Oh, I don't need these." He just throws them off the stage.
Yep, exactly. So, Jacob, are you going to be ordering the new Apple Watch joining down the track at all, mate, down the track?
No.
What's your view on the new what about the new iPhone? What's your view on the new iPhone?
Oh, it's pretty cool, but the only thing that's really different is the home button being removed. It's now flattened into the,
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's go to Vince and Jacob and ask them some questions about the Apple. And go ahead.
So, first off, what was your favorite part of the Apple event, Vince?
Well, I think it was the AirPods, to be honest. And you know, as you say, when you say about Tim Cook throwing the glasses away as he entered the stage, you know, it only just occurred to me. Because I'm sort of connecting this with augmented reality and Google Glass and, you know, thinking, well, hey, maybe that was like a very subtle visual, cue to that point. It was like, hey, we don't need glasses. We've got the earbuds. Because as I was saying in the intro there, that's what I've been saying for ages is don't worry about obscuring my vision with all of this clutter. And having to wear glasses, it's crazy. We've had wearable technology for 20 something years. They're in your ears. And that's where you can, instead of when I'm walking down the street, instead of flashing something up in my vision and saying, hey, your favorite donut shop's on the left, just get Siri to tell me in my ears. Then problem solved, you know. So I think we're going to see heaps more of that. You know, just when people talk about wearable technology, they never, you know, they want to see something new and they don't think of the earbuds as wearable technology. But those earbuds, just to give you a little bit of an idea of how extremely technical they are, they're not just speakers. They've got dual beam forming microphones. There's a battery, obviously. There's a motion accelerometer. There's infrared optical sensors. There's it's a chip on it. It's got their own CPU, basically, they call it the W1 chip. So there's going to be a lot more technology in these to come. And you watch version 2 will have a thermometer and all sorts of other sensors, I reckon. Because, you know, you look at the big health focus with the watch, the ears are where people often get their temperature taken. A lot of thermometers go in the ears, so guarantee it, you'll see a thermometer in them in the version 2 and a whole bunch of other sensors. So, yeah, I really think it is quite amazing. But I do, when Brian, you said that they're going to fall out, the first thing I tweeted about it was, hey, look at these. I posted a picture of the AirPods, and then I posted another picture with me having squiggled a line, connecting them two with a string, you know, saying, hey, if you just wear them around your neck like a granny glasses, you know, you won't lose them. But, you know, I wouldn't leave the house wearing them because they're the same shape as the latest earpods. I can't keep up with the technology, the terminology, but they're the same shape. And for me personally, I prefer the older ones because these newer ones fall out of my ears all the time. So I can imagine if there's nothing connected to them and I walk out the house and they fall out of my ear onto the street and I step on them and crush them or kick them into the drain or, you know, or just not even notice and lose them. But they are very, very impressive. I love all of the technology they put into with the accelerometer where you can just tap on it and activate Siri. It'll automatically play as soon as you put it in your ears. That's what the infrared sensors in there for, so they can tell, you know, that it's been put into your ears, and then you know automatically play, so you don't have to fiddle around pushing play. Lot of good stuff.
I've got something to say about the AirPods.
Yep.
Well, you know how they have it for the Bluetooth headset for the phones?
Mm-hmm.
Add a condition to add the little condition, the little ear part that can go around the whole entire ear instead of just staying in the ear. It'll hold better to the ear than less trying to follow.
Yeah, well, if you look at the Apple website, you'll see they've got some example of those, like the JBL Reflect, I think it was called, Reflect Aware. They're for working out. And so they have, you know, that traditional sort of hook over the top of the ear so that you won't lose them. Someone else said, oh, just wrap a piece of cellophane tape around your head, you know, that'll keep them in. And so there's all those sorts of jokes going around. Mm. But, you know, it's a new thing.
Yep, exactly. $229 on the Vincent Dubai.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, that's another thing that makes me wary of leaving the house with them.
Yeah, exactly.
So easy to lose. But, yeah. I mean, you know, that's like anything. It's up to you. It's your responsibility to take care of your stuff.
Exactly. And, just keep an eye on them and look after them, you know, and should be fine. Let's go to Daryl. Daryl, what about you, mate? What's your view on what do you think about the Apple event and all this?
It's interesting with thinking about those earbuds again, and I guess it's, as Vincent was saying, that it's sort of version one a bit as far as what they might be able to pipe through the earbuds in the future, and the fact that, you know, you walk down the street and you'll hear things about, you know, he's the best coffee shop for whatever, or he's the museum that you're wanting to go to, or, and someone who has a visual disability, you know, I was never into Google Glass because basically I need my eyes to be able to see rather than have things flashing up in the corners of them. It's bad enough just seeing with them. So for me, you know, having something where it just quietly in the background says to you, you know, this is coming up, or have you thought about this, is much better. The difficulty, of losing them and them being, you know, over $200 is an issue. But I'm sure there will probably be already some third-party manufacturers out there thinking, how can we, you know, hook things up to them so they won't fall out, or they'll be selling little bags for them that you can clip onto your belt so you can put them in. And I'm sure there'll be a ton of accessories out there just to make sure you don't lose them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But, you know, it'd be interesting to see. I'm going to check it out on Friday. I'm going to go to the Apple Store on Friday and check it all out and stuff, and then come back the following on Saturday and talk about it.
It'd be interesting just to try them out and just see how they fit, because everybody's ears are different. You know, like will they fall out of your ear?
I can't use them headphones that come with the phone. They hurt my ear too much and they just keep falling out and stuff. But I'm sure, hopefully these ones are different.
But well, they don't look different. They look exactly the same.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope they fit properly. Well, I hope they fit better, but don't fall out of my ear.
Yeah, I don't think they will, because the shape of them look exactly the same as the other ones, you know, the ones that came out a couple of years ago.
Yep.
Okay. But, you know, the fact that they're releasing that little, you know, they've got rid of the jack and they're using the Lightning port, and there's a point that I don't think many realize here, is that just like these, I think they're playing a safe bet by not putting all of the eggs in the AirPods basket, because of course, obviously, we can't all afford them. So a lot of us are going to be using the wired ones, and they're going to be going through that Lightning port. Well, they can't go through that old audio port. You know, all an audio port delivers is an audio. So they, as I was saying before, they're going to increase the technology in the in these earpods, not just in the AirPods, but the earpods as well. I think that's what they're calling them. So they're going to, I'm sure you'll see some increased technology, and for that, you're going to need that Lightning port to put data through in order to get the sophisticated tech into your ears that the AirPods are going to have.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yes, it's hard to know until, of course, Apple's not going to say what their next step's going to be, and that's hard for people to sort of sometimes to imagine. Well, they just get furious that something's disappearing, but, you know, no one knows exactly what's going to be, why Apple are doing it, and Apple, of course, are going to keep it cagey and keep it to themselves until they release it.
Yeah, but it seems pretty obvious, doesn't it, from the AirPods that they're going to start putting AirPod technology into the earbuds as well.
Yep. And what can even stream down through the Lightning, you know, the Lightning port through the adapter into your wired headset. Stuff that
you're going to need power. You know, that's the other thing audio doesn't deliver. You don't get any power through an audio port. So these are going to deliver a lot more power to power things like the W1 chip.
Yep. Interesting times.
Mm. What about you, Richard? What do you think about what Vincent and Daryl are saying?
Look, you know, I think it's they're bringing up some really good points about it. I think we're only at the first, you know, iteration of this, but I think they've done a really good job bringing this to life as far as that's concerned. And, yeah, we'll see lots of, you know, different devices will suddenly come on the market, you know, using the same sort of thing. Pricing, I don't think is too bad, to be quite totally honest. You know, I look at, I've got a set of Beats that cost me over $300. So, you know, that $229 for what they're delivering. And you've got to understand that, you know, you've got a charger in there as well. So you put them in, you know, you put them in the case, automatically charges. There's no syncing issues as well. One of the things that people always talk about sometimes is when we have to go along and sync Bluetooth devices and they drop off. You know, Apple are guaranteeing us that the AirPods will be recognized by your iPhone. I think that's, you know, that's good technology.
Very good
technology. Good, good innovation. Yeah. Yes.
Exactly. They won't work on the Mac, will they?
No.
Yes, I think. Really? Why not?
I don't think so. I think
I thought they said they would work across all devices with the watch, yeah. iPod, the iPhone, everything.
That's right. Yeah, I understood this, Sam. I thought they synced through the iCloud account.
Even Apple TV.
I'm doing the research now. I'm doing the research now, boys.
Okay.
Good on you.
Renee Ritchie said on Twitter that they wouldn't work on the Apple TV, but I don't know. I didn't.
I thought he said theoretically they would.
Okay.
But theoretically, it's a big word.
Yeah, meaning there is no word from Apple that this is going to work on Apple TV.
Yeah.
But there's no word that it won't either. So that's why I think he's saying, well, hey, if they're going to do it on all the other devices, why not Apple TV?
Yeah. And we've seen a similar thing before with Apple including some features in some products that they don't actually mention. So like the previous version of the iPhone, there was some protection towards water and dust ingress. It was kind of water resistant, but they didn't tell anyone. So it's not the first time we've seen Apple hold back on details.
Mm.
Yes, they will work with the Mac.
Oh, yay. Sweet. Yay. Okay, awesome. There you go. Thanks for that, Richard.
Will they work with Windows 10? Right. Hear the crickets chirping.
Daryl, for God's sake, move on, man. What are you doing?
Daryl, buy a Mac, mate. Just move on. Jacob, buy a Mac. Just move on. You two need to move on from Windows.
Yeah, Windows is awful.
Did you say Windows is awful?
I got the anniversary edition of Windows.
Considered that the fact that this being a, you know, now that they've removed an analog port, that the idea that since this is a digital proprietary port now, that Apple can control what you can actually listen to. Because, you know, they got their music service, and let's just say that they decide, oh, yeah, you can't listen to iHeartRadio or Google Music because they didn't pay us, you know.
Why would they do that?
Because it's a digital connection. You didn't, and it's a lot easier to deny data because that's pretty much what it is. You can deny the data through the port unless if they, you know, they want absolute control over what you have.
What do you think, Vincent, about that, what Brian said?
I think that's a really interesting idea, but I don't think that it's likely because, well, you know, because, sorry?
You got, but, you know, of course, Apple wants, you know, it's all about the money.
Yeah. And a lot of people argue that with the proprietary ports, and you know they have a bit of a history of doing that. Even way back in the 80s, they would create, you know, a normal USB plug, but they put a little knob in it that you could, so you couldn't plug it into a normal USB port and things like that. So they have a bit of a history of doing proprietary plugs and things, but. I really do think, though, that this was a technical necessity rather than them trying to make money out of it. You know, because it's just an audio port. You need to put all the data through in it, and you can't. So move on to the data port.
For anyone here have Spotify?
Yeah.
No.
When you buy your pay for your subscription, is it done through the iPhone itself, or is that a totally separate thing?
I don't think you can pay for Spotify through iTunes through the iPhone.
There you go.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. So you can't pay for subscriptions. So things like Amazon and Spotify are good examples. You can't actually pay for it in the app. And I think it's also the same thing with Netflix. You can't actually pay for your Netflix subscription through whatever app you're running. You've actually got to set it up outside of the Apple ecosystem. So you know, I think Brian might be onto something there.
Well, that's basically because Apple take 30%. So what Netflix and Amazon are doing is say, well, we do it outside of the app, then we don't have to pay Apple. Every time someone subscribes, Apple wants to take whatever the percentage is. If we do it outside of the app, they get around
put in
Apple's
code saying deny this app.
I think the problem. Well,
I think that's wrong. No, they shouldn't do that.
Wouldn't it be easier just to deny the app in the App Store?
Spot on. Yeah. That's what they'll do if they were going to go along and do that. Yeah. We've also got to remember that Apple, one of the first to actually remove DRM for music as well.
I think that Apple may find that
they could still put it back on.
Yeah, if Apple went that way and said, "Oh, we're going to, we've got this, we can control the data now, and we're going to do this and do that," they may, because they're so big now, they may start running in, particularly in the US, into regulatory trouble by saying, "Well, we're going to block, Spotify now because we want Apple people to use Apple Music, and we're going to block Netflix now because we want them to use." They may start end up, like Microsoft did back in the day. They may start ending up running into regulatory issues where monopolistic or predatory type practices if they start doing that sort of thing.
Yeah, right, Jake. What do you think about all this?
It's pretty crazy. Sorry about that.
Well, what do you think about what Brian said? Do you agree what he said? What he's saying, or whatever? I don't know what you think.
I do agree with what he said earlier about the head. About the whole head.
Is there something wrong with your internet connection, mate?
Yeah, you're dropping out and in and out and.
Yeah, exactly.
Working on it.
Ah. Okay. So, Daryl, on Wednesday, iOS 10 comes out. I want to get your view on iOS from everyone here. What about iOS 10, Daryl? What do you think about that?
I know it's not going to work on my old iPad. But
Are you going to be pissed off that it's not going to work?
Not really. I mean, the old, it's old, so it doesn't really matter if I don't have 10
iPad,
on
Daryl.
Yeah, I always look forward to a new iOS update. Hopefully, it fixes and squashes a few bugs. I've got a current bug with my iPhone 6 with the battery where it fluctuates with – it's not the battery itself, but the battery meter fluctuates and sometimes it stops. So it might say 80% charged and then an hour later it's still saying 80% and all of a sudden it wakes up and drops to 60% because it's whatever. And I think Apple have acknowledged I looked on the Apple forums, they've acknowledged that it's a bug with certain iPhones, and so hopefully that the bugs and things like that are also tidied up as well as any new enhancements that come along. But I always look forward to a new iOS update as long as it doesn't brick my phone or something.
Do you get it on the first day it comes out, or do you wait for a little bit?
I usually wait a little bit because generally when you plug it in and try and get it straight away and everybody else is trying to get it straight away, depending on whether it's a really big update, you get times where it just stalls or it doesn't start. So I usually wait a few hours and let the early adopters rush out and grind Apple servers down, and then once that's all done, then I tend to plug it in and do it.
I'm really looking forward to the new Apple TV update when it comes out on Wednesday. That's gonna be fantastic, that new update.
But I always enjoy tinkering around with it with a new iOS version, seeing what's in it, and then reading about any little stuff that Apple haven't really publicised that's in the update and all that sort of stuff. So I enjoy that. I don't have a life, you see.
What did you think about the new Apple Watches, Daryl? What did you think of the new Apple
Watches? Yeah, they look good. I mean, as far as, you know, they were doubles.
The new Nike ones.
More powerful processors and stuff like that in them. So I guess if you're into the Apple Watch ecosystem, it'd be a nice, if you haven't got one or you've been holding off, it might be a nice upgrade, because certainly, you know, and I think even if you wanted to buy the cheaper version one, I think they're sort of refreshing that as well. So if your budget doesn't stretch to a brand new one, you could still get a sort of a refreshed first edition Apple one. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Do any of you have an Apple Watch?
I do. I have one. I've got one. I wear mine every day. Do you have one, Richard?
Yeah, of course I do. Sorry, that sounds bad, but yeah, yes, I do. But I probably won't get Series 2 for the simple fact that I don't go swimming.
Yeah, same. I don't go swimming either. I walk a lot and stuff, but I don't swim though. I don't really use the GPS because.
But I must admit, I am looking forward to the person that puts the first YouTube video up of the speaker on their new Apple Watch spitting out water.
that's how they expel it.
So, you know, that will be the most interesting thing around it. Daryl, how old's your iPad?
It's a version three. It's a three.
You should be able to wipe that and put the new one on there. And I've got to say, for your phone as well, have you ever set it up as a new phone?
Oh, yeah. I might even try that when I'm doing it, because that might fix a little bug. I've got an iPhone 6, but I mean it might fix it. It started happening after one of the smaller point updates. I think something, obviously a bug crept in. And the forums say that Apple have acknowledged that, yes, it is a bug, but I guess it's – I don't know how high it is on Apple's priority list as far as – so it might even be rolled out in as part of – no, they might slot it in as part of 10. But, yes, I could
– Maybe if you do start it from, like, restore your phone and start it as a new phone, Darrow, maybe that may fix it as well. Start it from, like, a new phone.
Yep, that's definitely on the list of things to do, because I thought if it doesn't get fixed itself, I might just – flush the phone out and do it as a new phone. I've got plenty of apps. Yeah. I've got some apps I can probably get rid of too that I've never used that just sit there.
Yeah. What size phone is it? 60, 64?
Yeah, 64, yeah. I've got plenty of room on it. I mean, I don't have a lot of, you know, video stored on it or music on it or anything like that, because I need to stream stuff. So it's not like it's running out of space or anything.
Oh, cool as. What about you, Vincent? Were you looking for the iOS and the new Mac update?
I'm really glad that they've given us some warning, like it's another 5 days away, right?
Yep.
Because, you know, I have old tech as well. You know, my iPhone is not supported. I have a 4S. My dad's iPad is an iPad 2. He's not going to be able to update. Mm-hmm. And I'm curious, so I have to tell him, you know, he hasn't even got the latest update, so I've got to get him up to scratch right now and then and say, hey, don't update from here on ever again. And I wonder if Apple are going to allow iPad 2s and iPhones 4Ss to actually update and then brick themselves, or if they're going to say, no, you're an iPad 2. No, you can't take this update.
Yeah.
I wish they would do that. I don't think they've done that in the past.
Yeah, I don't think they have either. And I also think the Apple TV 3s always has gone away too, Vincent. I think they've stopped supporting that as well.
Right. Yeah, so apart from that, I'm really looking forward to the update on the Mac to Sierra. I noticed they've changed the name now. It's no longer OS X, it's Mac OS, which fits in with the rest of their OSs. But of course, you know, you saw my video, and I'm really keen to see Siri come into the Mac. I know that wasn't really mentioned in the announcement, but it was referred to in the WWDC event in June, was it, or July? And so that's going to come out when Sierra comes out. And so, yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing Siri on the desktop. And I, as you know, I made this very short video and put it out on Instagram just because I picked up something from that iconic 1984 moment where Steve Jobs comes out with a little Macintosh and he pulls it out of the bag and he puts it on the table and he pulls out a floppy disk from his top pocket and he puts it in and he says, you know, he just turns it on and says nothing and lets the Mac introduce itself. And the first thing it says is, gee, it really is great to get out of that bag. And And everyone applauded and laughed, and, you know, it was great. An epic moment that sort of went down in history and everyone remembers. And so when they, at the WWDC one, they showed off Siri, the first thing it said was, hi, it's me. It sure is great to be on the Mac. And I thought, oh, what a lovely little subtle homage to the release of the Macintosh in 1984.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah, I am looking forward to having Siri on the Mac. It's going to be pretty damn good.
Actually, I might even play it for you if it's okay.
Yeah, go ahead, mate. Yeah, play it. Yeah,
it's like 10 seconds or something.
Go ahead, play it. Yep.
All right, hang on.
Hello, I'm Macintosh. It sure is great to get out of that bag.
Hi, it's me. It sure is great to be on the Mac.
So there you go.
There you go, yep. Yep. Fantastic. Even with the Apple Watch, Vincent, you can actually unlock your Mac with the Apple Watch? Or lock it or something?
Sorry?
Turn it on? With the Apple Watch, what can you do with the Apple Watch? You can turn your Mac on.
Oh, yeah, isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, the other thing about the ceramic one, which was really weird, wasn't it? They got rid of the that special $10,000 gold edition or whatever it was, yep. and brought out this ceramic one. It's like, what, ceramic? Yeah. But about it shattering if it fell on the floor, I don't think it will, because they were saying that it was something like four times harder than steel, which it just can't wrap my head around. How can ceramic be four times harder than steel?
Mm. Yeah, I'm disappointed in the $10,000 one going.
You know, one thing I will say about the watch, you know me, I've always, before the watch even came out, I was raving about how excited I was about the sensors that are in the back of the watch. Everyone's focusing on the screen in the front. It's like, oh, forget that. The exciting stuff's at the back. But they didn't get the FCC approval, I think it was, or the FDA, sorry. so they just didn't, they couldn't release the first watch with those sensors in. And so I was, again, excitedly waiting with anticipation that, oh, of course, by now they've got the approval. They're going to put all these exciting sensors back into the back of the watch. And disappointingly, I didn't see anything mentioned about that. Because, you know, other companies like Empatica, a medical company, have released this fantastic watch called the Embrace before the first watch that could do all sorts of things. And, you know, again, I'm predicting in the future that Apple's going to have the same sensors in the back of theirs, and they're going to be able to detect emotion. And that's a big breakthrough in AI is to add the emotional aspect. And so, yeah. Look to Empatica for Apple. I think they're leading the way, and Apple's going to follow.
Definitely. Brian, what's your view on iOS 10, and are you looking forward to any updates coming out on Tuesday?
Well, let's see here. I'll be able to get – yeah, I have the newest – well, not the newest iPad, but, you know, the iPad – Air 2
yep.
thing. And, you know, from my standpoint, you know, I don't use Siri all that much. You know, I rarely use any voice type of program. So, you know, I mean, I have a Amazon Echo, and the only thing that I say to it is, you know, party on, Wayne, and it replies party on, Garth, and that's about it. So you know, being able to get the Mac update, you know, whenever that comes out, you know, hopefully that'll work on my 2012 Mac Mini. I do have a Though for me, one sad thing is that my MacBook Pro will not be able to get the newest update. It has now been declared obsolete after 8 years.
It's time to move on, mate.
Or just stick with the current.
I bought it back then because, you know, it was, you know, I wanted to learn about it and stuff. And, it, you know, to me, you know, it cost me $3,000 you know, at that time. And, you know, of course, it was the 17-inch, the biggest one they had. And it's still usable and stuff, but, you know.
I'm still using a Mac every day that's got Snow Leopard on it. You know, there's no reason why you can't just stick with the current system and continue on.
Yeah, I mean, until I absolutely need to get, until the thing absolutely dies on me. I mean, I did have my battery, replaceable battery, explode. Well, not quite explode. It died on me. I took it out, and then it inflated and it burst through the.
Wow, just like a Samsung Galaxy, huh?
Well, it didn't catch fire. So this was after I took it out. That was the weird thing, because I bought a third-party battery that, you know, it looks almost exactly alike, except for the little battery lights don't come on. So, but that's not a big deal to me. You know, I bring a laptop to work with me, and it's a little Chromebook, and that's basically all I need. But I'd love to get into, you know, use Macs and stuff. It's just, you know, they're expensive, and, you know, I'm more of a PC guy, and that's what I've been raised, that's what I work with and stuff. And, you know, as for the new iPhone, as much as I would love to get a new one, I you know, for my existing one, my 6 Plus, I looked at the stats today. And pretty much, there's really, if you have a 6 Plus or 6S Plus, unless if you really want the dual camera, there's really not much else that you're missing out on. That, you know.
Until you drop it.
You may get extra RAM and stuff and better storage, but otherwise, you know.
Battery life, speed.
Water resistant.
Well,
water resistant. Oh yeah, I mean, iPhone has really set the standard for batteries as far as.
I'm one of those people who don't take their iPhones into the bathroom. You know, that is one of the worst places to take one of these things, and you know, I would never want to hold it over a toilet.
Yeah, true. Richard, what about you, mate? Are you looking forward to the update on Wednesday?
Tuesday
or Wednesday for you? Wednesday for us. No, we're a day ahead.
Yeah, no, it's Tuesday morning.
Is it?
Comes out. Yeah. Sorry, guys. Yeah, Tuesday
anything
morning.
It'll come out at 10 o'clock at a.m. Pacific.
Yeah. So I'll be, you know, up bright and early installing it all on devices, because I'm the canary in the coal mine for many people. So, yes.
Good stuff.
What
mate.
I do for a living.
Have you got the new Apple TV?
Yeah.
What do you think of the new Apple TV?
Oh, good. Yeah, I love it. Yeah. Mm. Yep. I get most of the new devices when they come. As I said before, I probably won't get the watch this time. You know, and we should look ahead to the October, because there will be an event with Apple in October where we expect to see probably some iPads and Macs get announced. So, you know, we really look forward to that now. Yeah, so, definitely. You know, now it's time for you to upgrade your iPad there, Daryl.
There you go, Daryl. There you go, mate.
It just never ends, does it? It just never ends, this update cycle.
Yep.
And that's the way Apple wants it.
And the only way that it'll end is death. Death is the only thing that... And if Apple could actually get you to upgrade stuff after you died, they would do it.
Oh, it'd be a new service called the iCroak.
Yeah, iCroak. Oh, yeah. I'll just, yeah.
I'm actually doing a talk in November on what to do when you're approaching... the talk is all about digital death.
Yeah, a very underspoken topic. I've dealt with it several times, yeah.
Yeah, it's something that really needs to be taken into account, especially because we're so much more aware of digital security. We're making it harder for people to break in, but that's also going to make it harder for the loved ones to access our digital lives afterwards as well. So there's a lot to consider with that.
I mean, you deal with a lot of people like that, Ben, wouldn't you? Like I do over here in South Australia.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've had a whole range of customers. I actually look after quite a few retirement homes, and you know they are actually planning for the big exit, And some of them have got a really good plan in place. Others have just got no idea. They're just thinking, well, I'm going to pull the plug and that's it. Everything else can hang around for as long as it wants. I don't care because I'm not going to be around.
Yeah, exactly. I think quite often the loved ones who are left when someone dies, they think, oh, well, he's dead. I'm not, you know, I don't care about whatever he had online. I mean, he's dead. So there's no point chasing all that up. And they just let it go and leave it there. And, you know, that's a recipe for disaster for many reasons, not, you know, one of them being identity theft.
There was a woman.
I've had several clients over the last few years go along and basically, you know, help organise for it. But a lot of the times that, you know, the husband or the wife will go along and say, well, I don't want my other half knowing who I converse with on email accounts. How do I stop all of that?
Yeah, that's really interesting. So there's the part where they want to pass things on. So, you know, Grandpa Joe might have pulled up a massive collection of music and movies that he wants to hand on, but then there's another part of his digital life which you'd prefer to have just disappear. There's a whole bunch of questions surrounding that which really need to be answered.
Yeah, like the legalities of handing over my MP3 collection when I die. You know, how do I do that? Is Apple going to allow me to do that? I don't think they do.
No, I'm pretty sure they don't, but that doesn't stop someone from maintaining the account of a past relative. So I don't think there's anything wrong with that, really.
Would that be fraud because they're pretending that you're still alive and taking over your identity?
Depends how you got the MP3s, doesn't it, Ben? You know, because, you know, we look at if you bought them all through Apple, you actually only have a license for them while you're alive.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but anything else they might have bought outright or ripped, yeah.
If they've got the records, no worries. They can pass those on.
I think
CDs,
it's
no
also
tapes, but MP3s, no.
I think it's also an accident.
What the hell's a record?
They're coming back, aren't they?
Yeah, the vinyl's coming back.
It's a thing made out of vinyl, and it sounds really exciting to start.
Yeah, coming back.
But there was a story.
Sorry, boys. Come on.
Who said vinyl? Come on, own up. Who said it?
There was a story recently of a woman whose daughter.
We've had some vinyl people on the podcast a couple of times, guys, and it is coming back. It is getting popular.
It never went away.
Are you sure you didn't have people talking about vinyl, not vinyl people?
Yeah, vinyl.
Hey, Brad, tell us about your record collection.
Mate, I've got a great collection. I've got a lot of old rock stuff and that sort of thing, yeah.
Recently started buying up, right?
I did, yeah, and thanks to PBSFM for getting me into it.
Nice.
I'd like to go buy a cheap record player, so that's how it all started.
I enjoy it. They're going to release a vinyl collection of Star Wars Episode 4 New Hope in, like, next month.
Are you going to buy it?
Well, it's $35 and it comes in four records and they, you know, one's going to be the Death Star and then like picture of, I guess, I forget what the other one's like, X-Wing thing type and, you know, all sorts of stuff. But, you know, I find it amazing that, you know, that vinyl is still around because, like...
Yeah, I couldn't believe it either.
10 years ago, I went to Chicago on a trip, you know, small trip with my school group, and I went to Virgin Music Store, and there were vinyl records of the latest artists there, and it was like, wow, that is amazing. You know, I would love to be able to get involved with this because I'm not that mobile anymore, you know, as compared to what I was in, you know, like my 20s and stuff. You know, I'll still have my phone playing music and stuff, but, you know, to enjoy it at home, you know, that's a different aspect.
So once you do hear vinyl, the audio of vinyl, Brian, you would love it, mate. It's just the quality. It just sounds so awesome, you know?
Well, yeah. I mean, I have to dig up my dad's record player, see if that thing still works. Because that's pretty much what's holding me back. Because I don't know what is a good quality record player that, you know, gets deep basses and stuff.
Yeah, we need a good amp.
Interesting thing is, I went to my local grocery store, warehouse Myers, and they had two record player models there.
Right.
And so, one that
I can't believe we've actually gone off Apple talking about record.
No, players. Brad, I was trying to just bring it back. Brad, tell
right,
me.
You're right. You're right.
Give me your prediction. When is Apple going to release the iPlayer or iRecord player or whatever they're going to call it?
I don't know. I hope they do one day.
iNeedle.
Now, before we...
It'll play the other way. Therefore, you can't listen to...
It'll have a special iStar.
If you really want something really fun, I found Mashable. They had shared a thing of what songs sound like that spin at 45 RPMs, what they sound like at 33 and a third. And they had Cyndi Lauper's Girls Just Want to Have Fun. And when it's on YouTube, and when you listen to it, it's a little slower, but her voice sounds like a guy. It's not like this or anything. And, it sounds more like how I would sing it. Like, girls just want to have fun. Of course, it's a little tad slower, but you can still understand the whole thing.
Back to the 78s.
So, Vincent, what's your view on the vinyl records? Are you going to get into it one day at all? Were you into it for a while back, weren't you, into vinyl records?
Oh, mate, I've still got my record collection, still got the record player. Yeah, I haven't cranked it up for a while.
Get back into it, mate. You should get it out and start using it.
Yeah, I should show you a few photos of my record collection one day.
Yeah, I'm waiting for Daryl to show me his as well. And
I could imagine, I'm just thinking of Johnny Ives at Apple coming out and saying, we've reinvented the record player. We're now going to play the records backwards. It's the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
I could just, Apple brings back the iTunes player or iNeedle or with a new speed.
So, Ben and Richard, what do you think about all this before we had wrap up the podcast?
Ben and I have actually been talking in the background while all this has been going on. We've been like the kids in the back of the class.
That's what the noise has been on. Is that what the noise has been?
hate to tell you, but what I think we should be talking about, and no offence, but I reckon you might be able to cut out the last 10 minutes, especially the singing bit. Really sorry about that, Jacob. it's a guy.
That wasn't Jacob, that was Brian.
Brian, it's just absolutely shocking, mate. Star Trek's 50th anniversary this week. Sorry, Brian will unfriend me on Facebook and do all that stuff now. But, I'll live with that. I've only got 4,300 other supporters to go. Really, Star Trek's 50th anniversary this week, boys. We really should acknowledge it, shouldn't we, Ben?
Hell yeah.
And there's actually been a vinyl release of the original 50th anniversary. There is actually the Star Trek franchise. It's got a Starfleet insignia on the actual 12-inch vinyl single for the soundtrack to Star Trek to commemorate the 50th anniversary.
Yeah. And while we're doing this week in science fiction, Doctor Who, one of the synthesizers, I can never get there, went the synths. It's an Australian one. It's now been given some award because it did one of the early recordings. So I didn't know there'd been an Australian synthesizer used for Doctor Who, but there you go. That's a bit of your science fiction.
Doctor Who's never been the same since William Hartnell left. What a crap show now it is. Seriously, the two blokes who write Sherlock write this. You'd never think it was the same show. It's like chalk and cheese. Sherlock's great show.
John Pertwee.
No, he was awful. Seriously.
This week in Doctor Who.
I didn't mind him. He was all right. John Pertwee was fine. He's a little bit quirky, a little bit nuts, but it was okay.
They were all good. They're all good. That's the beauty of why Doctor Who's lasted so long is every different person who plays the Doctor brings something different to the table. And that's why it's always refreshed. It's always, as Apple would say, upgraded. So That's a good.
So, Jake,
sorry, I had to throw a hand grenade in the middle of all that talk.
What do you think about all this, Jacob? You're being very quiet there, mate. What do you think about all this?
The only reason I've been quiet, I've been just listening.
Well, you're into vinyl records, aren't you? What do you think about vinyl records? You're into vinyl records?
They're pretty good. It's just I have one, I found one for right now that I'm listening to.
What?
Deep Purple.
There you go, Deep Purple. Yeah, there you go.
And Brad's got the same record as me. I made him get it.
Smoke on the Water?
Yeah.
No.
The one with the guitar on it, with the greatest hits. Why are we talking about vinyl records and not Apple? Aaron,
got no idea. You boys can go,
Brad, you're
you
running
can go get stoned this afternoon. Listen to it.
Look, this panel's just run out of control. It's got a life of its own.
Too many chefs.
It's always fun on this podcast. Darryl, what's your final view of the podcast, mate? Let's wrap up.
Oh, look, it was a total disaster. I mean, no. It was a lot of fun to talk Apple and vinyl and Doctor Who and Star Trek, Live Long and Prosper. And I had a great time. It was a lot of fun. Fantastic.
All right, give me on Twitter at Brad. I was on a tech webcast. What about you, Darryl? Where can I get hold of you,
at Learnscape on Twitter, and I'm still on Google Plus. Yes, I haven't gone. Darryl Hunt on Google Plus.
Good stuff. What about you, Brian? What's your view on the show?
Let's see. I am at Brian Boer on Twitter and Facebook. And let's see. I am plus Brian Boer 1 on Google Plus as well.
Definitely. And check out, mention your videos too, Brian. You've been doing some pretty good videos too, by the way, too, mate. Some good reviews.
Oh, yeah. Like my Oreo cookie with Swedish fish.
How did that taste? Filling.
If you've had Swedish fish, the candy itself is a lot stronger by itself than the cookie.
Okay.
I mean, it tastes good, but, you know, like I say in the video, you know, once you have like four of them, it's like you hit a point. It was like, yeah, you're done for a little bit.
Okay, cool. All right. Thanks, Brian, for being on. Appreciate your time. Good to have you on, mate.
Yay.
I'm back on any time. You're more than welcome. Vincent, good to have you on, mate. Where can I get a hold of you?
Thanks for having me, Brad. It's good fun, as always.
Yep.
You can find me everywhere at Vintuitive. That's like the word intuitive with a V on the beginning. And check out my Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter. Yep. Those are the places I hang out the most.
Mention your Periscope real quick every Friday. What do you do on Friday at 9:30?
Oh, yeah. Thanks for that. I'm doing a show called 6 Second Tech, and that comes out first on Vine, of course, as you would have imagined, because that's Twitter's 6 Second video platform. And then I do the live show on Twitter's other video platform, Periscope, and that's on at 9:30 your time every Friday morning.
Yep.
6 Second Tech.
Good stuff. And if you do miss it, you can actually go back into Periscope and actually re-watch it if you miss it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the beauty of having it on Instagram and Vine, is it just loops around and around. So even though it's just 6 seconds, I'll give you the tip in 6 seconds. And if you don't catch it the first time, you can get it the second time.
Cool.
Because YouTube videos are way too long. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Exactly. Exactly. Jacob, what about you, mate?
Well, you can follow me at jazzbot32669 1z.
1z, okay. Good stuff, mate.
Yep, we always find the good stuff with Apple and all the.
You want to ask? Do you want to ask Ben and Richard their Twitter handles, Jacob?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay, Ben, what's your Twitter handle and where can I get?
Well, the best place to find me is to go to my website, which is easywireless.net.au. That is EZIWireless. .net.au. You've got all my contact details there. You'll find me on Twitter, Facebook, Google Plus. Pretty much anywhere I can get my hands, you'll find me there. And I'm also on 6PR, so Perth's premier talk station, 6PR, every Monday night from 8:20 p.m. to 9 p.m., where I join Chris Ilsley for the week of tech, and we answer some questions from listeners live on air. So I put myself on the spot.
Very fun. Do you own any Apple devices, Ben?
Yeah, I've got a few Apple devices around here, yeah. I've got iPads, a couple of iPhones. I've also got a collection of Android stuff as well. So I can't afford to play favorites. So I have a bit of everything here.
Good stuff, mate. Good on you.
No worries. Jake,
mate, do you want to ask Richard his Twitter handle?
Richard, what's your... Where can they find you and get you?
Easiest place to get me is at adelaidetechguide.com.au or talktech.com.au. We do that for all the interstate people that follow me. In Adelaide, you can hear me on 5AA891, Power FM, 5MU, 5RM, Wow FM. And in Tasmania, I'm heard on LAFM, 7BU and 7AD.
Yeah, that's it. I'm not on the radio anymore. I'm done. I'm out.
And I'm on and I'm on Twitter, I'm on Facebook. But if you go to my website, you'll be able to find me on all those platforms.
Podcast episode number.
Where did that come from?
No, it wasn't me.
It wasn't me. Go ahead, Jacob.
What?
Go ahead. This is so smooth.
Wrap up the podcast. Go ahead.
No, it's just that little bit. Like, confused me a little bit.
Wrap up the podcast, mate.
All right. Well, this has been a good episode of Tech Webcast. And Brad, what do you want to say for this week?
You lost the game.
Oh, geez. Everybody lost them.
Yep. Thanks, everyone, for being on the podcast. You're all rock. Thank you.
Bye. So,
bye.
Catch you later, guys.
See ya.
See ya.
Tech Webcast. The hosts and guests are unsurpassed. Tech Webcast. Cause technology, it moves so fast. Tech Webcast. Ha! Stick around and you're gonna have a blast. Yeah! Tech, 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 tech webcast. Ha! Ha! Tech, 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 tech webcast.
Big ups to Andrew, to Brad, Jody, Steve, and Jennifer! Boom!